Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a great Eagles song. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, and we better go right to the phones because Mary McCormick from Parks and Wildlife is waiting for us. Hopefully she was as patient as Jennifer was because we're running behind. But Mary, you got something really fun to tell us about.
I do. Thank you, Terry. Thanks for having me on. Do you want me just to jump right into it?
Well, sure. Well, we could tease him, but let's tell him. It's a new game for your phone. And it's called Agent of Discovery, right?
Right. Yes. And this is, it's an app that you can download on your phone. Yeah.
Right. And I downloaded it a couple of days ago, but I wasn't in a state park, so I couldn't take my assignment or whatever it is. But but it's kind of along the lines of people have played like Pokemon Go or something. It's not that, but it kind of comes from that kind of virtual reality, right?
Exactly. So it's definitely inspired by the Pokemon Go craze that was a few years ago. And so it's actually an augmented reality experience. So you don't need goggles or anything like that to use it. You just need a smartphone. And so because over 70% of people own a smartphone, the thought was, hey, why don't we make use of a tool that is in most people's pocket and have them interact and engage in some of our parks in a new way to have some fun, play some games, but also learn about the place that they're at. So we're all really excited to see what the public thinks about this opportunity.
Okay, so I download Agents of Discovery to my phone, and I head out to one of the locations, and there's certain locations where it's available right now, and that will grow, and it's not just here in Colorado, but that will grow, and so I head out to St. Vrain State Park, because that's one of the areas. What do I do? What have I, you know, do
yeah,
I?
Yeah, so that's what's really cool. So it's tied to your GPS, so it will know where you're at, and they'll know what mission they're called missions, what missions are in your area. So if you're around the Longmont area, St. Vrain State Park should show up as a potential place to use the Agents of Discovery experience. And one thing that's really neat, if you're in an area that doesn't have great cell phone reception, you can actually, once you download the Agents of Discovery app, it will always know where you're at and what mission is near you. And you can actually download that mission even before you go to the park so that you don't need to use the internet or anything to play the games and better at that site. So once you're at St. Vrain, your phone should kind of, the Agents of Discovery, you open up that app, it should recognize that you're at St. Vrain. And if you've already downloaded it, you can just start playing the mission. And each park has their own what's called an agent, and it's kind of like their mascot. So their mascot might be, say, at Staunton State Park, it's a marmot because they have a marmot festival every year, and so they celebrate a marmot. So you have a little marmot dressed up as a park ranger who kind of guides you through the mission. And the mission is really just made up of a few different activities along kind of a – it's probably on an actual trail, but the Agents of Discovery is more of like a virtual trail.
All right. Now, is it just,
do
you just learn or do you compete with anybody or how does that work?
You don't necessarily compete with anyone. It's more just a learning and learning opportunity. And the parks are basically designing the experiences. And another thing that's really cool is that they can, you know, some of the parks designed a Halloween trail, you know, for folks this past week, you know, the past couple of weeks to experience. And then they can turn that challenge off or that mission off and create a new one. So you can constantly have new experiences. They can be relevant to the time of year or special events or other things that are going on in that particular place. Some of our parks, like Bar Lake State Park, has a water trail. So not sure how useful that's going to be this time of year, but when you can go on the lake in a canoe or a kayak, you can learn about the park history using this app. St. Vrain, theirs is a junior ranger program. So, you know, all of the parks are kind of embracing this a little bit differently, but creating fun and interactive games for people to learn about their park.
Now, if my understanding is right, there's about 10 state parks so far that have adopted it. And then there's some Forest Service areas and some municipalities and local parks also.
Yeah, that's what's really neat. So this app is being used across the country. So if you download that app, again, if you're at a park or another outdoor space that uses the Agents of Discovery, you can have that opportunity right on your phone. So yeah, for us, we have 10 state parks, primarily in the Front Range, but we do have Ridgeway State Park in the Southwest region, Steamboat in the Northwest region, Trinidad and Cheyenne Mountain in the Southeast region, and then here in the kind of Denver metro area, we have Bar Lake, Chatfield, Cherry Creek State Park, Staunton State Park, St. Vrain, and then it's funny, 11 Mile for us is considered in the Northeast region, but I know that it might be more accessible for folks in the Southeast too, but 11 Mile's also there.
And lastly, there's no charge or subscription fee.
No, absolutely no charge. It is free once you download it. It's free. And again, if you're going to like 11 Mile where you know the reception is spotty, download the 11 Mile mission before you get there so that you can use it when you're there.
All right. Sounds like it's great. So I've got it on my phone now. I just got to go somewhere and try it out. I'm kind of anxious to see how it works. Thank you so much for joining us, Mary. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. And I hope people get out there and use it and let us know if you like it. That's the way we'll make sure we can expand it.
All right. Thank you so much. Mary McCormick from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We're going to take a time out and Nate Zielinski is going to join us. And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about big game, where the status is right now. We're going to talk about fishing, ice fishing, safety, all kinds of things and more coming up on Terry Hooks from Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.